you know any freedom communities? I'm asking you as an individual who probably cares about freedom just as much as I do, I would hope. The reason why I ask about freedom communities, and what I mean by freedom communities, is people who want to come together and actually create change. Now, that can be anywhere, but people who also have land, who have space, who have the resources and are willing to do it, willing to create it, etc. Do you know of any communities that are currently doing that? Because if so, I want to know. I have an event, of course, with over 50 different speakers called the End of Slavery Summit. And many of those speakers talk about all sorts of different things, and some of them talk about getting together and the importance of getting together. And I've had people email me, several people, about, hey, what about the tribes, and what about these off-grid solutions, and what about coming together, and that solution, this solution. I think it's fantastic, but I want to see more. I want to see what communities are out there, and are they open? Do they know about other communities? Because that's what I want to do, is bring people together. That's what the whole purpose of the summit is, of this huge event, and in general, of all the knowledge that we share, and in general, for actually creating freedom, we want numbers on our side, and we want people to be generally aligned toward the same goal, and having a grounded foundation as to, wow, we can practice our freedom, this is what it looks like in action. Of course, the summit will go a lot into action, especially in the final days, but I want to look for a freedom community, and I'm asking this for several reasons. Like I said, people have reached out to me. You know who you are if you've reached out to me on email and several different times, several different people who've asked me this, and they said, well, are we going to talk about this? And yes, it's going to be mentioned. It's something that I, however, want to look more into. I want to connect with anybody who's wanting to do this. Now, another thing is somebody also reached out to me. Several friends of mine actually have said, hey, I'm going to go off the grid, or I have gone off grid. I want to congratulate you. And I also want to congratulate anyone who's succeeded in this process, because one way or another, this is the way I see it. If you watch my video on the 4 steps to total freedom, I say that there needs to be some community that is like-minded on the same page to say, we're not going to do this anymore. We're not going to participate in this system. And these communities, and setting them up and through Freedom Cells and other networks, can get that going. In fact, Freedom Cells recently, when I interviewed Derek Brose, he told me, hey, it's actually getting more grounded as to what we're doing with Freedom Cells. We want to make sure people are on the same page with decentralization and agorism and all these different ideas. And that's why I really like Derek Brose's approach, because not a lot of people in independent media are talking about action. And I've criticized them many times on my channel, and I've made many videos dedicated to this topic. Of course, I even create a movement which can be integrated with these efforts, which is why I'd want to get involved, you know, to share knowledge, to share actions, to share, like, hey, we don't have to build a community under one banner, but we can build a community with several different banners, with several different knowledge, as long as we're directed as to what we're trying to do, which shouldn't be too hard if your goal is freedom. That's pretty singular in a world where there's slavery almost everywhere else, with everything else. If your goal is freedom, everything else will come with it, you know, the healthy food, the healthy living, and all that jazz. but I will say, you know, I have been online quite a bit, having to do the summit and having to do the interviews and having to do video editing and such. And it would be nice if I also had a community where I can do more of that stuff. And I think a lot of people who may be watching this video or in general would also want the same things. It's something that most of us would probably want, because it's a more natural way of living. You know, my message is nature is the answer. So of course I'm going to be in favor of this. Now, that being said, I'm not actually for going off-grid, but nor am I for staying within your city complex with hotels and high parking rates and having to go to this job and that job hours away and paying all this money and taxes and all this man-made system and getting in the city for the best job. I'm not a fan of either or, you know, going out in the country and isolating yourself from the rest of the world. I'm not a fan of either one. Because I encourage that people have an outlet to where they can reach new minds and educate the public, because you don't want to escape from your target audience, the people that you need to change. And if you have this knowledge about statism, natural law, or any of the topics that I talk about on my channel, you would realize how important it is, and you would be like, oh my gosh, we got to share that with others. Now, of course, you have to do it through questions and connecting with individuals and really attaining a practice for yourself. In case you don't know how to do that, Candles in the Dark is a good way of doing that. That was created by Larkin Rose. But nonetheless, having just that coaching approach, if you look up coaching, you could also find methods for that, is encouraging individual growth. And if you want the world to be free and not just yourself, and if you want yourself to be free and not just the world, then you'd realize they both interrelate with each other. Individualism and collectivism, they both are too extreme, and actually there's a balance to be found. You don't have to be all about yourself or all about everyone else and say, you need to pay this tax for the greater good, like pushing for collectivism. Or individualism is, I'm not going to contribute all to society, I want to do my own thing, I don't want to be messed around with at all. Like, you have to realize that you do need some level of community, and if you can have that community somewhat off-grid, you still have a social life, you're still doing things, you're still being productive per se, and you're still able to reach new audiences if you're able to reach them through your communities, and you're not too off-grid. So something just to keep in mind. And the same thing with like self-defense and pacifism. I mean, again, another extreme, online versus real life, another extreme. And it's important that we realize and say, okay, we don't want to fall to these extremes because there's a reason why these things exist. Now, of course, online versus real life is a little bit different because real life is real. But nonetheless, it's important to look at that dynamic because at this point, technology in the internet has basically integrated itself within our culture. We cannot ignore it, especially as a means for education for change. I can publish a book really easily nowadays and for free, and I did a video on how you can do it for yourself. That should amaze you, the fact that you can do that, because back then, all the processes of having to get the book and having to print it and all the writing, etc., that would take a lifetime to do. And I did mine within like weeks because it was easy. I was typing it up and all I had to do was put it into a system and boom, it's being printed. I mean, you realize the tools are at your fingertips. It's a matter of what you do with it. So the same thing is with, oh, look, here's hundreds of thousands of people around the world who care about freedom. They don't know what to do with it. So put it into application. Well, the first step could be reaching out to other people, seeing what resources, what tools they have, what they've done. Maybe take some inspiration from the tribes and what other families have been together and other communities that have already been together, and take inspiration from them. Take inspiration from the Amish, from the Mennonites, from all these different communities out there. You know, they stick to their own and they generally strive because of that. I'm not saying that everybody should stick to their own. Again, another extreme. I'm saying that people, and I'm not saying they should follow one religion or one ideology. I never say people should follow one answer. I say that's actually an issue. I'm saying that people need to gather a sense of community because they're social animals, and it clearly helps them with their health. It helps them with accountability. It helps them with their own questioning. It helps them reach new audiences. This is everything you need for moral education. And as you can just tell from me talking about it, there's a lot of work to be done with this topic. There's so much work to be done with it. In fact, that so many people who are nowadays focused on politics, them saying that's the only solution to freedom is honestly laughable to me at this point. Looking at how much work has to be done in other fields of life that directly affect people's freedom, such as their health and community and social life. So I'm reaching out to you watching this video, to see if you know any of those resources, because I'd be glad to reach out, write petitions, make videos, whatever, to make sure that connections are made between different communities and make sure that many more people are also aware of those communities. So, like I said, I need this personally. My family needs this personally. I think a lot of people need it personally, and people generally just want other like minds who care about freedom. There's nothing wrong with that. That's a natural thing for us to have. You know, you realize the truth and you say, wow, there's a world of people who don't know the truth. But then you say, wait, there are some people who do know. And you're like, wait, they're online. I don't know them in person. Oh, no one agrees with me in real life. I bet there's people near you who agree with you. You just haven't found them yet. And Freedom Cells is a way to find that. Assemblies are a way to find that. Even political meetings are a way to find that if you just pick at people's brains and ask questions and be yourself and really just be there. It's what worked for me in my experience. You can't be afraid, and so I'm not afraid to reach out and ask this question. Thank you very much for watching. Nature is the Answer. Or Angela.